I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Today on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're going to talk about something that's been quite a mystery to me. Throughout previous episodes, especially the ones with artists, the name Beaux-Arts or The Farm kept popping up. It was the name of a fine art and music gallery located in the Warehouse District in downtown Toledo. Years ago, I had reached out to the owner to do a story on the studio, but he had left town and the gallery closed. So it seemed the gallery would forever be a distant memory in Rough Draft Diaries episodes. But that's all changing, as the owner of Beaux-Arts is now returning back to Toledo.
My name is Jerry Gray. I'm a mixed media artist and facilitator of the arts.
We'll get to Beaux-Arts in just a moment. But first, a little bit of background into how Jerry first became interested in the world of art making.
I grew up within an art supply store and my custom frame shop. I didn't go to school for fine art. I did go to school for commercial and graphic art. But by the time I finished up school for commercial art, the only thing I really knew was I didn't want to sit behind a desk, stare at a computer. I was making a lot more paintings and working a lot more with pastels and markers and illustration than I was wanting to do my projects or create advertising or design work.
Jerry's paintings create a contrast between nature and urban areas, often featuring writing or abstract shapes. Creating the art was the easy part, but displaying it became more difficult. Growing up in Delta, Ohio, Jerry described a sleepy Midwestern town. But even visiting Toledo and eventually moving there after college in the early 2000s provided a challenge for finding an art space.
The galleries that I knew of at the time were not necessarily making it a point to work with local artists. There may have been a couple of local artists that they would have a show with once in a while, but most of what I had seen was, the work was good. It wasn't necessarily edgy or something that I enjoyed. It was nice work, but a lot of it was folks that were not necessarily from here.
So Jerry started working to create local spaces with local art. He had a gallery at the Collingwood Art Center, one at the Secor Building, and various mixed media shows at local bars and restaurants around town. But Jerry didn't own those spaces. And in the back of his mind, he knew he always wanted to have a gallery of his own.
Once I started getting a little bit more solidified and committing to being in town, I really started looking for a space, mainly out of necessity. And I kind of happened upon the building where Beaux-Arts ended up being. And it was just storage. I walked into what would be the gallery space. There's nothing in it. I had a pretty good circle of friends that helped me out quite a lot by helping me put in a bathroom and front doors and windows and, putting up drywall and painting the whole place. It worked out really well. I at one point ended up having 4,000 square feet of studio, shop, and living space here.
Beaux-Arts became a successful gallery and performance space for 9 solid years. From gallery shows to poetry readings, theater performances, movie nights, art loops, concerts, and cookouts, it became a haven for the local creative community. But Jerry had spent most of his growing up years in Ohio and decided to make a move to North Carolina in 2014. He passed the space to a friend and fellow artist, Anthony McCarty, who changed the name to The Farm, Fine Art, Recreation, and Music. However, in 2018, the property owners decided to sell the building, and Beaux-Arts and The Farm was no more. At this point, Jerry is still in North Carolina. He works at a bar and barbecue joint, creating art and galleries on the side. And then everything changed in 2020.
Pretty strapped pretty hard when COVID hit. Just started making about a third of the money that I was making prior. I didn't really have a huge network of friends or any family down there. I had a couple of friends down there, but I didn't have the same opportunities as I have in Toledo or in Northwest Ohio. I started looking at moving, and it worked out pretty well to where I had a friend that had a space, and it all kind of worked out. I come back and be around my folks and my family and get to know my friends again.
Toledo has changed a lot since 2014. Art events are frequently provided by the Arts Commission. We have Art Supply Depot, Handmade Toledo, Graphite Design and Build, Gathered Glass, just to name a few, and spaces are changing all the time downtown. The Paula Brown Shop and Art Gallery may have closed, but in its place, Culture Clash, Toledo's local record store, and a new bar and gallery, Switchboard, has moved in. Jerry is more than well aware of this and is excited to return back to the city to work alongside this new band of young creatives?
Well, I'm definitely going to keep my eye out for space, potentially another gallery space. I think coming out of the whole COVID situation, I think there are a lot of people that have been, you know, holed up in their studios and their apartments or their houses, and it's been making a lot of work. Whether it's the work or whether it's the conversation, I think there's going to be a lot of that work that's going to hopefully be flooding out. Potential for a renaissance there, whether it's writers or performers or bands or painters or designers, or, you know, kind of like the world's opening back up and all these creatives have just been hopefully working. I'd like to try to give them an outlet.
So although Jerry's last art gallery was never able to make it on the show, here's hoping the new one will. For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.